Okay, welcome to the Friday edition of the Investigative Journal, and this is the last day of this week. Boy, we had a great week and two great guests today. Daryl Eberhard, who was in the military for years and years and years, has now come out. He's got a website called www.tacklingthetoughtopics, and he's going to talk today about some of those topics he writes about. In the second hour, I'm going to bring back Bob Dumas, a longtime activist for over 50 years. He's trying to get to the bottom of the POW issue, how senators like Kerry and McCain have lied to family members who still have POWs alive and well overseas, and the government keeps lying and saying they are dead. So we'll get to that in the second hour. But first I want to update something. I have a segment on my show called The Criminals Putting Away Innocent People, and I'm talking about America's political prisoners like Elsa Beth Baumgardner, an attorney from Ohio, who's now facing an 8-year prison sentence for speaking out against corruption at a city council meeting and sending a few emails to a judge. She's an attorney there, and that's just a sad, sad story. Well, also, I've been communicating with a former FBI agent, Richard Taos, who's now spending a 20-year term in a New York federal pen. And Richard's son was on my show, maybe about a year ago. And so I've just gotten a letter from Mr. Taos, who is an FBI agent who had he was a good FBI agent who wanted to blow the whistle on some of the top-level criminals in our country. And they framed him and put him in jail, and he's still there. And he says, until I can find, and this is Mr. Taos writing me, until I can find a private investigator who will do a good job, I do not expect any results from my legal appeals. I need an aggressive PI to re-interview the witnesses against me to see if they will recant their false testimony. Ironically, the trial record and their testimonies show that they were intimidated and led by the prosecution. Of course, the jury was prejudiced, having several of them in the DA's pocket. One even related that to the DA. And yes, I pursued all those issues in my legal appeal to no avail. So Richard Taos, one of the good FBI agents, is sitting behind bars in New York for a 20-year sentence, only because he tried to get at the corruption deep within inside the bowels of our criminal government. I had his son on, like I said, and I'm going to try to get Richard Taos, if we can work it out from his prison cell, and his son on in the weeks to come. He's written a book called FBI, CIA, The Mob, and Treachery. I have a copy of that. He's now edited it, and there's 75 pages of corrections to be done. So there's another book that needs to be published. We talked about the Bush Connection book, where yesterday, or the day before, Eric Orion came on and had interviewed Otto Skorzeny, and that was the bodyguard of Hitler, who told some fascinating things about the top-level Nazi agents who were allowed into this country, Reinhard Gehland and Joseph Mengele, to name a couple of them. But also he mentioned that he had information regarding the real identity of George H. Bush. And that book needs to go out to the masses also. Yesterday on my show, I had on Larry Pellegrini, another Bible scholar, claiming that the Vatican and Jesuit order are the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. He presented a great case, and more information keeps coming forward from more people all over the country, all over the world, by that fact, that are starting to get wise to really what's happening. Today we're going to talk to Daryl Eberhard. He's has a 20-year career in the military, loves his country, and is not afraid to tackle the tough topics. He will be with us right after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage and say it's dangerous to try, well, they just don't know that love eternal will
not. Okay, we're back for our first segment of the Investigative Journal. Before I get to my guest, Daryl Everhart, let me just update just for one moment here the Tour of Hope. People that have listened to my show understand what we're trying to do, and that's together with a high-level, former high-level P2 Masonic member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge in Norway, now Leo Zagami. We decided to form committees all over the world in different cities, starting with a minimum of 5, 6, 7 people who want to spread the real truth about the New World Order and don't just want to stop halfway. And you know what I'm talking about. We want people to stand forward and to show the evils that have spread throughout our country and where it really originates, the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. And this subject needs to be discussed openly. And so numerous people around the country have wanted to get involved with this. I have at least 10 groups starting in this country. And Leo has at least 4 or 5 overseas. And so together, hopefully, we can begin a grassroots group, a group of people who pass out flyers, who go out into the streets, who are committed to not standing out, to standing up to this criminality going on around the world, and committed to stopping them and outing them and letting people know that we know who you are. Now, for example, there's a woman in Venice Beach, California. Now, if you ever walk down the boardwalk there, I used to live near there, thousands and thousands of people either come there as tourists or from California go there to enjoy a day near the beach, and it's quite an atmosphere there. There's over 200 small little booths still on the boardwalk where people can sell their wares, talk openly about what they believe in, and it's quite an interesting, or play music, things like that. Well, Hetty, a woman that's, by the way, has no place to live. If anybody out there in Venice has a place for her, she's been homeless for over a year, but a great, great person. She goes to the library and communicates over the email a couple hours a day. But she decided to open up a booth, gathering a little bit of money that she had to support the Tour of Hope. And she's been out there all week and just passing out flyers. And she says this: "I'm really enjoying it." This is an email from her. "I'm coming out of my shell and talking to people more and more. There are so many people that know about the Black Pope today who never thought about him before. I have so many flyers I'm passing out and raising money to do that. This weekend should be huge. Thousands of people last weekend, and this weekend better because the weather is better. People from all over the world come to Venice. I'm out of money, though." that's something that a lot of patriots say. "No more articles to give away, but I still have flyers. I'll just have to talk more." Well, I'm going to get her hooked up with Tony Alamo Ministries, which is not far. He's got a ministry near there, and maybe can help Hetty out getting some flyers, because he has passed out millions over the years talking about Vatican intrigue and their involvement in the New World Order. And Hetty's just another. I also was contacted by a man in California who wants to get together and form that group. He's got a number of people, and wants myself or Leo or perhaps people like Eric Phelps and others to come and speak in California. So we're rolling along with the Tour of Hope, and I wanted to mention that because I know my guest would be quite interested in that, because he's been spreading this word for years. Former military background, 20 years in the military. Daryl Eberhardt's with us. How are you, Daryl?
I'm fine, Greg, and thanks for having me on again. And I don't know how you're hearing me, but you're pretty weak. Could you have your board operator give me a little more volume on you if possible?
Okay. Hear that, Manny? Just a little volume, just so we don't get an echo. But anyway, can you hear me better now?
I hear
now?
You better now.
I'll even try to speak up a little bit. So,
you're fine now. And I'd like to ask the listeners to get a pencil or pen ready, because sometime before the end of the hour, I'd just like to recommend what I think are four great books. I'll just need to give a phone number, one phone number and one address. And in case some of your new listeners aboard, you have some new listeners aboard on your broadcast, would you mind if I just gave a very, very, very brief sketch of my 26-year intelligence community background?
No, I'd love you to do that, Daryl. Go ahead, so people
okay,
know
as
who
you mentioned,
you are.
I spent 20 years in the military, and that was all in what the Army calls military intelligence, 11 and a half years in the old U.S. Air Force Security Service. I was a linguist, analyst, reporter, got trained in both Russian and Arabic languages, and I spent much of that time in what they call aerial reconnaissance, flying on RC-130 and RC-135 aircraft, collecting signals to listen to. And I spent 8 and a half years in the old U.S. Army Security Agency, and also with military intelligence units at the tactical level. And after that, I spent 6 years at a top Department of Defense intelligence agency. Some people call it the Puzzle Palace, and James Bamford wrote several books about it. And all during those years, I had a top secret special intelligence clearance with a bunch of other little clearances tacked onto it. I was stationed in some places like Athens, Greece, and Berlin, Germany, while I was in the military. So, and about 9 years ago, I just started writing two newsletters called Tackling the Tough Topics and Examining the Tough Issues. Plus, later on, I just started just doing some articles and editorials. And at one time, and until very recently, I had almost 90 of my writings, some of them like over 20 pages each, one up to 40 pages, were posted on two separate internet websites. One was toughtopics.net. I don't recommend anyone go there because you're not going to find anything there anymore. And the other was on a pastor's down in West Virginia called calleddecision.com or pastorbutch.com. And unfortunately, both those sites were messed with in the very, very early 2007, where you couldn't access anything for a while on Pastor Butch's site, and a lot of the, my articles, or all of my articles, were messed with on the first site tackling the tough topics. And I guess I'm not a super technical mind, and I don't get into technical conspiracies or anything, but obviously it's happened again on Pastor Butch's site called calledadecision.com. I went up and tried last night to look up some of my articles on Vietnam, and I wrote on six different wars on the Jesuits. I wrote four separate newsletters on the Jesuits, and lo and behold, you can't access any of them now. I think there maybe out of 90, there were about three or four that still popped up. I looked at about 40 of them, and it seems that especially they went after anything that wrote about the Jesuits, about wars, and so, you know, it's just too much of a incident to be coincidence, let's put it that way.
So, right, so what do you got? You have backup copies.
I do, and God willing, I'm updating those, and I'll get them out to a few people, and I'm trying to negotiate with the guy that runs the website for the second one I mentioned, called thedecision.com. He's up in Canada. But if it's the same server, and again, here, I don't know a lot, but, you know, you have what they call the DNS or something, these domain something servers. And if you got a problem where, you know, there's 5 or 10 people working there and they just pay one guy to mess with your stuff, then you can set a new site up on the same server, but you're going to still have the same problem, or it's getting hacked into. But clearly, for it to happen three times, and to specifically, you know, go after my articles there, after the guy had put them all back up on Pastor Butch Paw's website, tells me that someone doesn't want that stuff being read.
Well, listen, you know what? I've been switching over my website, too, lately, for reasons I'd rather not get into. But I know a guy right now that could help you. If after the show you want to call me, Daryl, we'll talk.
Sure.
I'll get you in touch with a real whiz that will do wonders for you, and he has a very secure system. So maybe that can help. You can get these articles back up because people need to read this stuff. And this is not the first. And during this last period of maybe a couple of months, a lot of strange things have happened of people that I've known that are trying to carry the similar message. So maybe there was an effort to slow down this movement. I call it the movement of truth that can't be stopped. You can stop military armies, and you can stop the brigades coming, but you can't stop a message that's ready to be told, and it's growing by the leaps and bounds, thousands of people. Let me just give you an example. Since RBN's websites have gone, or the archives have gone down, they're going to be up shortly in the last couple, in the next couple days, and they're working feverishly to do that. They're updated till January 27th. But a real nice gentleman has put together all of RBN's shows and put them on another website where people can access those shows. And he keeps track of downloads. And he says this Jesuit message that I bring forward on this show is getting at least six times more downloads than any other show. And that's not because of me, by no means. I'm not the greatest and slickest radio broadcaster. In fact, never really wanted to do this. I enjoy writing a little bit more, but I decided to get my message out any way I could. But it's my guests. It's the hundreds of people that are trying to come forward that have been suppressed in other areas that are getting on the air, and people want to hear this. And it's the other side of the story. You're one of them. So, Daryl, you come from a military intelligence background. You know,
right,
your
and
background...
I think that's... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the main reason I think... A number of people are starting to write more and more about the Jesuits, and they don't like that, but I think the thing they hate worst of all is some of the stuff I started to do in some of my later newsletters about the Jesuits, and that's tying in the Jesuits' little favorite group called the Knights of Malta, these filthy rich guys that are often bankers or big people in the media, the press, like William Randolph Hearst and Henry Robinson Luce, Time Magazine and all that, that when you start tying the Knights of Malta into the intelligence community, CIA, FBI, etc., I think that really starts to bother them a lot because, as I'd mentioned on several other broadcasts when I was interviewed, when you can put your key people, and again, the secret societies control these intelligence agencies through a couple key people, you put them in a couple choke positions like you know, deputy director of the FBI, head of the CIA, head of CIA counterintelligence. When you have your people in those positions, you're able to carry out a lot of black deeds and cover them up.
Okay, Darrell, let's take a break, come back, pick up right where you left off. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Oh, walking towards Washington. Until peace has come.
Okay, my guest is Darrell Eberhardt, former military background, 20 years in military intelligence. He's trying to get to the truth behind who are the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order. And you left off, you said, when you can put key people from the Knights of Malta and other groups that are mysteriously left off, most people don't even know who the heck the Knights of Malta really are, but when you find out, you're shocked. They start to get a little bit upset because the only way these guys can operate, Darrell, is if they don't you don't know who they are.
Exactly, and they like to be in the background. They don't like to get credit for their evil deeds, and their favorite tactic is to throw out a red herring. They'll put a Jew in charge of like the Federal Reserve to give the conspiracy a Jewish flavor. But when you go back and you look at things, most of the big bankers in the world are from this Roman Catholic military religious order called the Knights of Malta. And they're, like I said, they're big in the publishing world. They were the ones that groomed Billy Graham to be a star. He was a nobody down in North Carolina. And every stone I seem to turn over, I find these guys, Jesuits and Knights of Malta. And as I mentioned, the Knights of Malta, basically these guys, you know, a lot of them are filthy rich. And they inherited sort of like the banking empire of the Knights Templar, And, of course, they were on the island of Malta there, and that's where, you know, eventually they picked up the title Knights of Malta. But, again, they are totally controlled by the Black Pope, the Jesuit Superior General. They're co-located with him at his headquarters at the Vatican in Rome. So let me just give some names that I kind of just compiled a short list. I'm stretching the phone here to get over to my computer. A lot of them I took out of Eric John Phelps' excellent book, Vatican Assassins, when it was out in a soft a paper version. And here's just some guys' names that were famous Knights of Malta. First, I'll give some Americans. Francis Cardinal Spellman. You remember Spelly's War in Vietnam. Dallas Bishop Thomas K. Gorman. By the way, a lot of these names I'm going to read off, a fair amount of them were tied in around the Kennedy assassination and Kennedy cover-up. Joseph P. Kennedy, JFK's father. Henry Robinson Lucid, I mentioned, Big Time magazine, Look, all these big magazines, Sports Illustrated. John McCone. William Wild Bill Donovan, I'll explain who some of these guys are in a second. William F. Buckley, Jr. James Jesus Angleton, I hope, there. William Randolph Hearst. Okay, J. Peter Grace. Clay Shaw, who was a former CIA contract agent. Cartha D. DeLoach, former FBI assistant director. Former baseball commissioner, Bowie Kuhn. Former Hollywood director, Frank Capra. William Simon, who was a former Secretary of the Treasury. Myron Taylor, who was FDR's personal ambassador to the Vatican in World War II. Francis D. Flanagan, former VIP for IT&T. John Farrell, former president of U.S. Steel. Frank Shakespeare, former president of CBS Television Services. Lee Iacocca, who's, by the way, his security guy helped make sure the limousine and the Kennedy assassination was taken care of so they'd get no evidence from the bullet angles, etc. William Colby and George Tenet. Now, this is kind of important. Five of the above men I just mentioned, McCone, Donovan, Casey, Colby, and Tenet, were all directors, the heads of the Central Intelligence Agency. One of them, James Jesus Angleton, for decades was the longtime chief of the CIA's counterintelligence office. He was also in charge of the CIA's Vatican desk and Israel desk. And interestingly, he was also the liaison to the Warren Commission. So anything gone up and down on the Warren Whitewash Commission was handled by James Jesus Angleton, Roman Catholic Knight of Malta, and also the guy I mentioned, one of the other names, Cartha D. DeLoach, former FBI assistant director. Interestingly, he was the FBI's liaison to the Warren Whitewash Commission. Here's a couple foreign guys who were famous Knights of Malta. You mentioned them, one of them earlier. In your introduction, German World War II General Reinhard Gehlen. He was Hitler's chief intelligence officer against the Soviet Union on the Eastern Front. And he, at the end of the war, as you also mentioned, he comes to the U.S. and helps William Wild Bill Donovan, who was in charge of the Office of Strategic Services, later becomes the CIA. These two guys are two of the main formulators, builders of the modern-day CIA. You had a German Knight of Malta, Franz von Papen, who helped put Adolf Hitler into power in Nazi Germany, and he was the one who negotiated the Concordat between Hitler and Pope Pius XII. And then you had an Englishman and double agent named Kim Philby. And then you had this Knight of Malta named Prince Anton Terkel, who just happened to run Soviet intelligence during World War II, and actually used Jesuits for his couriers. So everywhere we look, Greg, we seem to find tons and tons or lots of these Knights of Malta and also high-level Freemasons who are controlled by the Jesuit Superior General, spread all around the key intelligence agencies throughout the world. And I think that's the thing that's really bothering them a lot, is that we're starting to get information out that these people are controlling the intelligence agencies. And when you do that, you not only can gather intelligence within your own country and sometimes helping out other countries to identify anybody that's a dissident, anybody that's speaking out, a nationalist, a patriot, or speaking against the Vatican, you can just identify your enemies left and right, but you also have your pulse, your finger on black operations, where you can assign, say, like Patriotic Americans, a special forces guy, or say, like a Navy SEAL group, to go out and assassinate another Patriotic American, because, like they did with Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitzer, who was in charge of like the audiovisual stuff at Bethesda Naval Hospital, was trying to get some of the pictures out of the Kennedy assassination. He was suicided in his office. Well, they asked, you know, a patriotic American to take him out by saying he was going to sell secrets to the Soviets. So you can see how much power you have when you control these agencies.
Okay, Darrell, we're going to take a short break, come back in 3 minutes. Also, if you want to call us in the second half hour, 800-313-9443, back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Hey, we're back. My guest is Darrell Everhart. He's a truth-seeking American. He has a right to speak. He's served his country for over 20 years, military intelligence. He's been researching subjects that are very quite unpopular, but that's what freedom of speech is all about. It's a quest to get unpopular viewpoints, but yet seek the truth by open discussion. What we find here, I kind of like to look at some things like a court case, Darrell. If this was a court of public opinion, and I was your attorney representing you with your right to speak, and there was another attorney on the other side with, let's put Tex Mars there, saying that it's the Jews that are the problem here, and they control the Vatican. What you would have is a whole big, this big judge's chamber. You'd look at his desk, the media is sitting there going, "Counselor for Mr. Everhart, shut up. You can't speak. We don't want to hear what you have to say, even though it might be the truth. He would, of course, say that in his chambers, because it's religious bigotry. And I would argue it is not, because this group is not a religious organization. Daryl, tell us what you found out about the real Vatican. They are not a religious church.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's a political organization.
And that's the main thing is, and I think it was Burke McCarty, but I'm not 100% sure, but I think she was the one that came up with a quote that the primary goal of the Roman Catholic Church is not religion. It's the advancement of its geopolitical agenda. And when we look at the Roman Catholic Church as a religion, I think we make a very, very big mistake, because the Roman Catholic Church is not just a religion that has a slightly over, probably, at least by their own figures, over a billion adherents, but it is also the biggest, I think, clearly documentable, the biggest geopolitical financial player on the global chessboard. And if you would, they are the primary movers behind the push to get a one-world government and a one-world religion, which will kind of go back like to what it was in the European medieval days, where with the I guess the Pope as the sort of like the titular head, but really the black Pope behind him, the power behind the throne. But at least for the public to see, with the Pope controlling both the secular and the religious end. And that's what happened in Europe under the papacy, even before the Jesuits came along, was that popes crowned kings and popes deposed kings. And that's what we need to keep in mind, is because several books have been written recently that I've just got a hold of that show very much the Roman Catholic, and let's call it the, what I've been calling it lately, let's call it the Vatican, Papacy, Jesuit, Knights of Malta cabal. This cabal is behind the European Union big time. And basically, what you're kind of going to get there is what you had in medieval Europe, where the papacy, the Vatican, is going to control world affairs through a one-world government and a one-world church. And anybody that will not play ball with them is going to be eliminated, I believe, with extreme prejudice.
Right. And one example, just recently a story surfaced in England that the Anglican Church and their bishops and the Catholic Church and their bishops are uniting under the Pope's leadership. Now, that is kind of a strange story.
And this has been going on for a long time. The papacy got very upset when, was it King Henry VIII that kind of pulled them away in England and set up his own Anglican church there, which is very close to the Roman Catholic Church minus the Pope. But they tried to take them by frontal assault. You know, they tried to assassinate Queen Elizabeth, and though they'll deny it, there was a gunpowder plot where they planned on blowing up Parliament. They sent the Spanish Armada. I don't think anyone can deny that historically, that to try to take England back to Catholicism, by Roman Catholicism, I should say, by force. None of these things worked. So what they did was they infiltrated a lot of their agents. One was, I think, John Henry Cardinal Newman, who was a closet Catholic for many years as he worked in this Tractarian Society, and they put out all these tracts, and basically they just tried to push the Anglican Church closer and closer and closer back to Rome. And I think what you have today is that the Jesuits and their what the French call Jesuits of the short robe, the temporal coadjutors, basically went in, and because they couldn't take them by frontal assault, they took them through infiltration, subversion. And I think they've done that with all of the major Protestant denominations, watered them down, neutralized them by getting them off into the idea that you're to just sit in your pew and not to stand against evil and not to get politically involved. My goodness, never do that. While they're politically involved to the max, because you see these Knights of Malta and the Jesuits. By the way, you have an interesting article up on your site that everyone knows that needs to go up and look at, and that's about all the Georgetown graduates.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look at the Georgetown graduates and see how these guys, they have that foreign service school and that, where a lot of their are diplomats and that, and even diplomats of foreign countries, all trained by the Jesuits down there. Just all over the U.S. government. I think you have up there that there's 28 major Jesuit institutes of higher learning in the U.S. and the numbers of congressmen and senators.
Yeah, now imagine that. I mean, that's a lot, and they're very influential in 54 high schools, last count. So, I mean, these guys have considered themselves to be the great educators. I call them the great miseducators. But also on my article today, I have a story about Marquette University and listed all their influential alumni, and that's a Jesuit school. It's amazing. And that's only two of the 28.
Yeah, they have Loyola, I think, of Chicago and New Orleans. Fordham is a big one.
Gonzaga in the West. I mean, there are many. They're strategically set up all over the country, as are their assistancies. And one of the interesting things, I called every assistancy has a main librarian who keeps records and history. And I've questioned a couple of them. I said, would you please tell me what really went on in the Council of Trent? Would you please tell me and respond to many of the allegations that my guest researchers say that there's a fourth oath that you take? And what is your real purpose? They don't want to deal with this history. I've never heard of anything about that they give me. So really what they're doing is covering up the real history of their own order to the people that go to their universities.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because during the last commercial break you had there, they mentioned about the CDs being painstakingly edited, you know, to get out to commercials and stuff. Well, this is really bothers me, because our history, what appears in our American history textbooks, what appears in our American encyclopedias, and this really bothers me a lot, has been painstakingly edited by the Jesuits and the Jesuit temporal coadjutors, who have gotten themselves onto encyclopedia committees and everything, to the point where the Inquisition becomes just a small matter where they just tortured a few people and, you know, it was no big deal, where they don't tell you anything about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, the truth about it, about all of the Roman Catholics that were involved in it, how, and you've had people on, Wilcox and others, to talk about this, but my goodness, we got the names of the priests that helped John Harrison Surratt hit him away up in Canada, Boucher and LaPierre, then he gets sent over to England, and then they hide him out in Catholic institutions over there, then they send him down, he becomes a member of the Pope's bodyguard, the Zouave. My goodness, their fingers are all over the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. That's a pretty big event in American history. I love American history. How is it that, and I went to a very good high school, college prep class, I took American history in college, and where's all this gone? Why is none of this talked about? If the Jews control America's press, they control Hollywood, et cetera, well, then why aren't the Jews, who have been horribly persecuted by the Roman Catholic Church throughout their history, especially in Europe, but why aren't they telling about, the Vatican's Holocaust in Croatia, where up to a million innocent Serb Orthodox Christian men, women, elderly, and children were butchered and murdered? Why aren't they doing great exposés on that? Why aren't they exposing how the Vatican ran the Inquisition against Jews?
Yeah, you would think that if they're targeted, and the people that are targeted as Zionists wanted to fight back, they would use the media that they own to show the Vatican's ills and their evils. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, certainly. And also,
sense to me.
If the Jews are running everything, then why does Pope John Paul II almost get deified when he comes over and visits? He gets I think they wrote 14 pages up in the Baltimore Sun or something on him. And, I mean, they've done great programs. I think John Voight played John Paul II in the movie. It was so good it almost made me want to become a Roman Catholic after seeing it, because he looked like a god. So he was named Man of the Year. We've had popes named Man of the Year. I think John Paul II was Man of the Year several times in several of the top U.S. magazines. Well, how's that happening if the Jews are running everything?
What's really going on is they're covering for their real masters.
Exactly.
Taking a fall is what they say in the mafia, you know.
Right. Well, since you mentioned that, in your introduction, there's a great little book that people can do a Google search. I'm not going to tell them where to get it. It's called Double Cross. Sam and Chuck Giacana wrote it. It's about Sam Giacana Sr., if you would. And the ties of the CIA and the mob, et cetera, and how they work together on assassinations, kind of a thick little book. You mentioned about that FBI agent and that, and how whistleblowers have been nailed. I have a real thick book here. It's called Defrauding America. It was written by Rodney Stitch. He was an FAA or some sort of an air safety investigator. And when he was in jail, he met these other DEA. Boy, we're getting a lot of clicks. DEA, FBI.
Is that your phone or what?
I don't know. I don't have call waiting or anything, so I don't know why we're getting all the clicks. But anyway, he met a lot of these people, CIA people, whistleblowers in prison. It's amazing how many people who have tried to tell the truth, they either get whacked or they get put into prison where they get bankrupted, like Stitch was like a millionaire. But anyway, could I give those four books? I'd like people to do some reading.
Yeah, go ahead.
And get these books. They're my four top recommendations right now, and I'll just the first two can both be gotten by just a telephone call because they do take credit card orders. It's Chick Publications, and I'll give the phone number twice. And, you know, we used to be a country of voracious readers. Back in the 1700s, the early 1800s, we read and read and read, and I think with the modern computer age, we're not reading books like we should. And I just urge people, don't take your word, don't take my word on any of this. Do a little bit of reading and research, because a lot of these books are heavily documented with footnotes and references, and you'll see the evidence is overwhelming that the Jesuits and their Knights of Malta and the papacy, they're really running everything. The first book is called The Secret History of the Jesuits. It was written by a Frenchman named Edmund Paris, and let me give the number for Chick there. I don't think I gave it. 909-987-0771. That's 909-987-0771. I think it's 1075 postpaid, but it's The Secret History of the Jesuits. He gets into the founding of the Jesuit order, the Jesuits in Europe in the 16th and 17th centuries. But what's really neat is he gets into the First World War and the Second World War and how and the Gestapo and the Society of Jesus, how they were tied together, but how basically the Jesuits basically fomented and then ran, orchestrated, choreographed, if you would, World War II. The second book that you can get is called A Woman Rides the Beast. Same, it's a Chick order line that I gave earlier. It's 1620 postpaid. It's called A Woman Rides the Beast by Dave Hunt. The subtitle's The Catholic Church in the Last Days. He does get into some Catholic doctrine, but that's not the main thing that I'm recommending it for. I'm recommending it because he's got a nice background of the Holocaust, how they persecuted Jews at different times. He gets has a chapter on the Vatican, the Nazis, and the Jews. How the Vatican signed concordats with, like, fascist Italy and Nazi Germany. Then he gets a chapter, this is really good, a chapter on the slaughter of the Serbs, talking about that Croatian Holocaust in the early 1940s, where from 600,000 to 1 million, and I believe the last figure is much better or much more believable, 1 million innocent Serb Orthodox Christians butchered. That's what I call
I
kind of like the forgotten. Yeah, it's a forgotten Holocaust.
I might add that Jonathan Levy, the attorney, there's a lawsuit now in the federal district court in San Francisco, and it's the Croatian Serbs versus the Vatican Bank, and he's representing a number of victims who are trying to get reparations. And the Vatican has admitted in court at hearings, and Jonathan's been on my show, that they were involved in this Holocaust or in this genocide. But they say their argument is it was justified under international law and canon law. And his eyes rolled when the attorney named Lena, Mr. Lena, who represents the Pope in San Francisco, made that statement. And he said one of the most difficult things to do is to get them to admit who really, what does the Vatican Bank do, who owns the Vatican Bank really, and what their money situation is. And my question is, if they were a good organization, an organization of helping the poor, as they say they are, why are they trying to hide so much of their wealth? And that's a case going on right now, folks. Very
right.
Sad. Shows one or more of their evil ways. I mean, they're either good or evil, Daryl.
Yeah, but he has also a chapter on the Vatican rat lines, which is kind of interesting because you mentioned Reinhard Gehlen, and he was one of the guys that the Vatican rat lines, where they ran them and hid them in monasteries, convents, even down in the Vatican itself, and then sent them over to Argentina, the USA, where we got several of the top ones, like Reinhard Gehlen, came to the United States of America. The last two books I want to recommend, you can't get a phone number, but let me give you the address. And the one's called The Vatican's Holocaust by Avro Manhattan, where he gets into that Croatia monstrosity, religious genocide, but he also has a chapter on why did we go to Vietnam and how a Catholic dictatorship was set up there. So this book is only $9.95 postpaid, but they don't take credit cards. So the address is real short. Ozark Books, like the Ozarks, O-Z-A-R-K Books, Box 3703, Springfield, Missouri, M-O, 65808. The zip code is 65808. And the book's called The Vatican's Holocaust. It's got pictures of the perpetrators, the Franciscan monks, friars, and priests that led Roman Catholic Ustashi military units in slaughtering the Serbs. It's something we need to read about. The next book, again, from Ozark Book Publishers, it's a double-volume book all about the assassination of Lincoln. The first part of it is Rome's Responsibility for the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln, written by Thomas M. Harris, late Brigadier General of the U.S. Army. He was one of the guys that sat on that 12-man military commission that tried 8 of the conspirators and hung 4 of them. And the other book is called The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Again, 2 books in 1 volume. And that was written by Burke McCarty, who was an ex-Roman Catholic. And I think this book is $14 postpaid, but I'd recommend people get those books and you can see the history of this Jesuit order, how these guys are just infamous for assassinating heads of state like President Lincoln of the USA, Benito Juarez, who was a popular president, tried to bring religious liberty. He was a former Catholic priest, by the way, down in Mexico. They assassinated him. They assassinated Tsar Alexander I and Tsar Alexander II of Russia. They assassinated King Henry III and IV of France. These guys are just master assassins and usurpers of governments.
All right, Daryl, we're going to take a short break. Come back with our final segment on the Investigative Journal. Back in 3 minutes.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Won't you take me back to school? I need to learn.
before I get back to Daryl Everhart, we've had a little phone problem. Daryl's still on the line, but we're uploading a new phone system to make it easier and more efficient for you to call, and they're doing that now. So if some callers haven't been able to get through, I apologize. You will be able to in the future. It's going to be a better system. So that's what they're doing, and those were the beeps you were hearing, I guess, Daryl. But anyway, let's finish up this. We got about 4 minutes. Your message is so important. We're going to make sure you get those articles back up, and I will contact someone to help you that I know. But anyway, any final messages? How can we? I know there's going to be an assault on. They're assaulting this country. My thinking is this, though. If we can awaken enough people, if we can out these people, they're going to have a bigger fight on their hands than they thought, because our country stands in the way, and they know that. And I think we can. I think we can penetrate their system, and we can expose them, and then we can fight back.
And we need to get out all. Yeah, and we need to get all the information out while we can, while the Internet is still up there, even if they mess with it sometimes. We still have some avenues to get things out before they clamp down with a total martial law or police state in this country. Can I read one short quote? Because I was telling you how evil the Jesuits are. I think this quote sums it up very well. It's by a Canadian historian, J.E.C. Shepherd. And he says, between 1555 and 1931, the Society of Jesus, he's talking about the Jesuit order, was expelled from at least 83 countries, city states, and cities for engaging in political intrigue and subversive plots against the welfare of the state. According to the records of a Jesuit priest of repute, practically every instance of expulsion was for political intrigue, political infiltration, political subversion, and inciting to political insurrection. Now, you think about that. Most of the countries that threw them out were European countries, Latin American countries like Central America and South America, and almost every single one of those countries predominantly Roman Catholic. And they threw out a Roman Catholic military order. Some of those countries like France, Portugal, and Spain, I believe, threw them out at least three times. They were thrown out of Russia several times. And whenever they were ever thrown out of a country, they came back with a vengeance and killed the leaders generally that you know, defied them. But the fact of the matter is our children and our grandchildren's lives in this country, they will have no future, they will have no liberty, if we don't expose what I'm calling the Vatican, Papal, Jesuit, Knights of Malta cabal. If we don't expose it, we don't have a fighting chance, because we need to identify who the real enemy is and how secret societies control intelligence agencies. They also put their top people in Pentagon positions in that. Then they control wars. They foment revolutions and wars. They choreograph them, and in the process, they eliminate all of their enemies. And basically, anybody whose vibrations, if you'll take a New Age term, is not just right with these people, we're going to be targeted for extermination.
Right, and that's going on right now, people. And if you don't think so, look at what happened. I mean, look at the people that – watch out for the leaders you create. Look at what we've created, that cesspool in Washington. It's amazing to me. We need to identify the real culprits, as you said, and that comes from a man with 20 years military intelligence background. Daryl,
thanks
again.
Thank you so much for having me on, Greg.
All right, we'll have you on again, and that was Daryl Everhart. We're going to take a short break. 2 minutes. Back with the POW issue, Bob Dumas, back after this message.
I know you're out there somewhere you